time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' loss to New England on Sunday night.
We don't know about Lamar's status for the next 2 weeks, but if he's unable to play, how challenging would it be to win the next 2 games without Lamar?
It'd be a challenge. I mean, you're talking about losing a guy who's multi-time MVP and one of the best in the league, said this before, but I mean, I've got the utmost confidence in Snoop and Coop. And, you know, we beat a Bears team with Snoop at the helm and see what kind of team they are now. So, I mean, we're capable of doing it no matter who's out there. But obviously, love to have eight out there, but whoever's out there, we're confident in them.
Do you feel like, in many ways, this kind of game is almost a microcosm of your struggles lately where offense is turning the ball over, defense can't get key stop late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a theme, I mean, for the past couple of years, honestly. It's frustrating at this point to keep having the same conversations with you guys, and I'm sure it's frustrating on your end to keep asking these questions. It's redundant and no excuses at this point. I mean, you said we had 6 losses at home. Is that right? Yeah, that's terrible. Like, our fans, whoever is supporting us, coming out to these games, it's not like the attendance has dropped off at all. Like, there's people still out these games. On a Sunday night, it's cold outside, stadium's packed out, people got work tomorrow, and we're not making it worth their while at the end of the day. So that's on us to right that wrong. But yeah, we still got a chance to get in the dance, so got to assess the opportunities we have going forward and do what we can to get in said dance.
Obviously, I mean, Drake may have made a lot of great throws, but I mean, from your perspective, why was he able to move them so relentlessly in those last few drives?
Yeah, I think it's a different game being played kind of when you're down like that as an offense. They hadn't been able to run the ball at all. It's been kind of theme for us as a defense these past few weeks and latter half of the season. I think we've been a pretty stout run defense. So teams become one-dimensional, and that dimension of defending a pass is, you know, there's so much, obviously very talented and got talented dudes on the outside. OC calls a good game, but so many different things they can do throughout a passing attack. Check the ball down for 4 yards. That's a positive run if you just run the ball. Get a 7-yard gain on 2nd and 9. That was 3rd and 2, and pretty much the whole playbook's open plus territory. Like, you're defending a lot more grass when it becomes a one-dimensional game like that, but you know, it also gives us opportunities to get the ball off him and pick the ball off and sack the quarterback. And shout out our Darius, he got a sack fumble tonight. And it's a double-edged sword at the end of the day, but you know, we just got to finish games.
On the rushing touchdown at the end by the Patriots, it looked like on the video maybe guys were kind of going back and forth or trying to figure something out before the snap. Was there any miscommunication on that play that led to that score?
Which touchdown?
The last touchdown, the rush, where Marlon kind of got blocked off.
I actually don't know. Well, I have to watch the film to see exactly what happened. I think we were just communicating how we would normally, talking about who's got what and pre-snap, but obviously something went wrong, so let's look at it on film.
Very close play. It looked like our Darius tried to make a play on the ball that Diggs converted and kind of ran after the catch, and Ardarius looked like he was trying to jump the route there. I mean, do you feel like that was sort of the pivotal play of that particular drive?
Probably the pivotal play was a touchdown, but there's a lot of pivotal plays. I think there was a few third downs on that drive. I don't know. The whole drive was just, it felt like we were just taking on water, and then finally the dam broke. And that's nobody's specific fault that I can think of right now. It's just got to play better defense. Ardarius is trying to make a play. He's a playmaker. It's just him being a football player.
Kyle, you popped up on the injury report. Your ankle was heavily taped, and after the 2-point conversion specifically, it looked like you were just a little slow to get to the sideline. Can you kind of describe what you were going through physically tonight?
Yeah, I mean, ankle, good enough to play. It's week 16. I mean, everybody's got something. So, you know, I'm not alone in that category. I think just the fact that it happened later in the week was probably a little bit more of a hurdle, but, you know, I'm alive.
You know, when Lamar was going through a tough stretch, you said, you know, even LeBron has off days, and then to see him bounce back last week and have a great start tonight, only to be bounced out of the game by a weird injury, just what's it like to kind of see that bad luck befall him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a physical game, and obviously, he's going to put his body on the line for us, and has done so ever since I've been here. Ever since he's been here, you don't get all the rushing accolades that he's had without taking some hits, and he's took some hits for this organization and for some wins, and we all appreciate that because he plays to the best of his abilities, to the highest extent that he can play. Just plays really hard, and sucks to see that happen to somebody like that. Yeah, I mean, injury's part of the game. Again, Snoop went in there. I thought he did a great job. Kind of a seamless transition from that point. I think it's rare around the league that a backup quarterback comes in and can run the offense that well.
Good.
Thank you.